The epistle for the first Sunday of Advent is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, the 13th chapter. Brethren, knowing the season, that it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is past and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and impurities, not in contention and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 21st chapter. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, by reason of the confusion of the roaring of the sea and of the waves. Men withering away for fear and expectation of what shall come upon the whole world. For the powers of heaven shall be moved, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand." And he spoke to them a similitude. "See the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth their fruit, you know that summer is nigh. So you also, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Music is an art, and those who wish to become proficient at music must labor to master their art. One of those who certainly put this principle into practice and thus mastered his art was Sergei Rachmaninoff, the famous Russian pianist and composer who died in 1943. By the year 1917, Rachmaninoff was working and living mainly in the U.S., where he had numerous fans and admirers. One of these admirers was a close friend. And this close friend said this about Rachmaninoff. He said that it would open the eyes of piano students. It would amaze them to hear the way that this great artist practiced. Rachmaninoff's friend said this from experience, for he had heard his friend practice many times, going over for hours music which he had known for years. He did this in order to drill himself and become ever better and even better in his art. The friend said that Rachmaninoff would take short passages and play them at snail speed, with exactitude and loving care for every note, every accent, every dynamic and tone of the music. If Rachmaninoff made a mistake during a recital and played it not to his satisfaction, he would go straight to his piano when he returned home, and he would rehearse and amend any flaws in the beautiful piece. Practicing and fixing the errors resulted in the best preparation for his next recital. And in this way, he obtained mastery of his beloved art. We too are practicing and are in preparation for a great event. For as you know, today marks the first Sunday of Advent and the beginning of another liturgical year. This is the wondrous season of preparation for the Advent or coming of our Lord. St. Bernard writes of three different Advents, the three times that our Lord comes to men. The first coming was over 2,000 years ago, when God the Son became man and came as the Christ child in a stable in Bethlehem. The second Advent happens when he comes to us in Holy Communion and dwells with us by his grace in our soul. The third is foretold in the Gospels of this Sunday and last Sunday. It is the final coming of Christ as King in majesty and power, when he will come to judge men at the end of the world. Each of these Advents teaches us an important lesson as we strive to reach heaven. In his first coming, God Almighty became one of us. He chose to be poor, to become a weak babe who would suffer pains, and a man who would bear sorrows. And all this in order to draw men to himself and to redeem and save us for heaven. Thus, from this babe in the manger, we learn to value worldly things and comforts less, in order to be like the Christ child. We learn that the expensive toys, the trendy gadgets, and the luxurious comforts of this life are nothing compared to the eternal worth of grace and merits. And thus we learn to leave all things behind in the pursuit of salvation. From the second Advent, we see our Lord instituted the Blessed Sacrament so we could go to him in our troubles and so that he might remain with us. Not only does he remain with us, but he thereby gives us this channel of grace and strength. And we need this grace and strength, for we cannot do anything good without God's help. Last of all, our Lord will come at the end of the world. A certain priest explains, in his third advent, he will come to demand the fruits of the first and second advents. That is, he will judge us on how we have valued spiritual goods, how well we have used his grace and preserved it in our souls. If, then, we wish to arrive at the kingdom of God in heaven, let us learn from Christ's three comings to strive after sanctity on earth. Worldly things are good in themselves, but compared to eternal heavenly goods, they are nothing. We must have the correct values, the proper priorities of these things. Our Lord reminds us of this in today's gospel. He tells us to look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand. He wants us not to become entangled, knotted in, and obsessed with the things of this world, but to seek after the spiritual goods and aim for heaven. To do this, we need to practice virtue. By this I mean that we find out what virtue we have the most trouble with. Consider what sin we most frequently fight. And then we take steps to practice the virtue that is opposed to that sin. We think of the times during our day when we can exercise it the most. For instance, if we have trouble with anger, with selfishness, impurity, or cursing, we figure out the circumstances in which we are in the greatest danger of sinning. And then we forearm and prepare ourselves to act as a saint would, by combating the temptation instead of sinning. To help us and to give us the strength we need, we must frequent the sacraments, especially Holy Communion and Confession. In the practice of virtue, we ought to imitate the zeal and diligence of Sergei Rachmaninoff, who went over and over passages of music every day. And if Rachmaninoff made a mistake, he would go straight to his piano and he would rehearse and amend any flaws. We too ought to exercise ourselves in the science of the saints, the practice of virtues. And then, even if we fail, let us learn from our mistakes, never become discouraged, and put our confidence in God and our Blessed Mother to help attain mastery over ourselves. This mastery ought to be our greatest priority. To become a saint is the only purpose of our lives, for we are all called to go to heaven, and only saints enter heaven. In our minds, we have this picture of saints which is unreal, the image that a saint is born with a halo on his head. But the saints were and are flesh and blood. They had disordered passions just as we do. They were tempted by the same temptations we combat. But they also had the same means of becoming saints. We are called to become saints. We just have to make the effort. We must start the battle and continue it. It is so easy to get caught up with the here and now, with the goods of this earth, to be distracted with anxiety over politics or the troubles at our job and securing enough savings for retirement. But our real goal is to become holy, to secure enough merits for heaven. Prepare then for the coming of our Lord at Christmas by becoming a saint today. That is, by practicing virtue, especially the virtue you most need the work on. Like Rachmaninoff, make a plan of when and how you will do it, and accomplish it. Think to yourself, how would a saint act? Next, stay close to the sacraments. Make a fervent reception of Holy Communion and Confession. How glad we would be to reach our eternal happiness in heaven, where the Sacred Heart has prepared an abode for his saints. Let us then resolve to become saints. Let us look up and lift up your heads. Aim for heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.